Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
841 here on WPHM on this finally Friday morning. We talked earlier this hour about the benefit for scouting, the night out for scouts put on by the Blue Water District of Boy Scouts. It'll be on Thursday, November 19th. Great time to get together and have some fun, but also to help out scouting. The Boy Scout motto, of course, is be prepared, and that has come in handy a lot this year as scouting prepares young people for life and to reach out and help people in their community. The Boy Scouts of America has come up with a list of essentials that you need to pack when heading to the polls to vote. In just a few days, especially if you're going to have to wait a bit. Joining us right now from the Boy Scouts of America, Gina Circelli. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So what made the Boy Scouts want to come up with this list to help voters?
Yeah, so you touched on it. Scouting is all about preparing young people for life. We know about being prepared, and that includes preparing young people to be informed and engaged citizens within their communities and within their country at a young age. Young scouts also have a duty to help others, and it's really been part of scouting since the beginning. You know, decades ago, scouts would actually go door to door encouraging voter participation. Some of your listeners may remember those days, but we're still all about, although, you know, the forums is different, we're still all about empowering citizens to be active members of their communities.
And so what's the message this year in terms of getting people prepared to vote in person?
Yes. So if you're planning to vote, you've got to realize millions of other Americans are making a plan to cast their ballot right now. And so we're working to help our fellow citizens be prepared to vote. Okay, so we put a list of 10 essentials that we think voters should pack if they're planning to head to polls. So at the top of that list, number one, we've got a foldable stool. We've got a really cool little tripod stool. Serious backpackers use this because it's lightweight and stashes up pretty small. But you could also throw it in a bag and take it in line at the polls. But you could also sub in something like, you know, a camp chair or a beach chair if you have one of those handy. You also want to grab something like a portable charger. This is a little power pack that you can plug into your phone or your devices while you're in line, making sure you don't run out of juice, especially if you're trying to do a little bit of pre-voting research or you need to call a loved one in the process. You, of course, need a water bottle, okay? Or I've got another option for you. You could bring something like a hydration pack, which is, you know, kind of like a large bladder you fill with water. You stick it in a backpack or a bag, and then it's got this really long straw. And the straw is convenient because you can actually drink water without ever taking off your mask. You've seen these used probably for like biking or running or cycling. Also, of course, you need sun protection. And that could be something like a hat, sunglasses, of course, sunscreen. Depending on the weather, you might want to bring a jacket if it might get chilly. I say bring some kind of a packable, foldable poncho just because you never know if it's going to rain and you really don't know how long you're going to be in line. If you're headed to the polls a little bit later in the afternoon, you want to bring something like a flashlight. I love to bring a headlamp, or there's this really cool little flashlight that I'll share a link for in a second. You can click it on like a flashlight, but it also acts like a lantern. So you can set it on the ground, provide light for yourself, also provide light for those around you. You want to stash something like a protein bar or some kind of a no-touch snack in your bag because you don't want to spread germs, but you also might need a little sustenance during that time in line. And then you've got your T3. You need a mask. Of course, you need a mask to enter, you know, a lot of polling stations. You need hand sanitizer and plenty of it. You're going to be touching, you know, whether it's pens, pencils, or machines. You want to keep your hands super clean. And then the ultimate item, you need your state-required identification, of course. And that is those are your 10 essentials for voting.
Well, there you go. Now, some of those things we have, some of those things we don't have. What do you recommend if somebody maybe wants to look for one of those items?
Totally. So many of these items can be substituted. For instance, you could bring a cushion, a pillow, even a blanket to sit on if you don't have a chair handy. You can also make a mask with a handkerchief. I've done this. You can make it with a t-shirt. You can make it with a neckerchief if you're a scout. We can show you how to do that. Like I said, I've made a few masks that way. It really does work. So we've made all of these resources really easy to find, and you can find the list of these items, kind of decide which you'd want to sub in or out at scoutshop.org/boat, and that's where you can pick up any of the items you still need if you don't have them.
All right. Where can we go for more information?
Yep, super simple. The full list of items and some other helpful tips are available at scoutshop.org/boat.
All right, fantastic. Hey, Tina, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.